Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. Give us 600 seconds and we'll give you the tools you need to improve your handicapping. What's up, everybody? I'm Joe Fortenball, and here is what we have in store for today's episode. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk PGA Championship picks with Covers expert and golf insider Grady Cannon, and we're going to follow that up with a Major League Baseball pick that we've isolated for this week. But we begin with the world of college football, specifically two Power 5 programs with new head coaches and their respective season win totals. I'm talking about the Oregon Ducks and new head coach Willie Taggart. I'm talking about the Texas Longhorns and new head coach Tom Herman. You may see a lot of similarities with the programs, the coaches, and the directions the schools not only were headed in, but where they're headed moving forward. However, we should view them very differently. What I mean by that is this. Oregon has an over-under win total this season of 7.5. 7.5 wins for Oregon. So what do we make of Willie Taggart? Is he going to come in and take the current roster and turn them into an immediate contender? Let's use his track record. After leaving Western Kentucky, Taggart joined on with the University of South Florida. South Florida had gone 5-7 two seasons before Taggart and 3-9 the year before he got there. You know what they did in his first season? 2-10. 2-10. Followed that up by going 4-8, then 8-5, and then 11-2. When it comes to Taggart, it's simple. He's a program builder. He's going to need 3 years to get this team back on track. In fact, the word out of Oregon, according to some of my sources, is that he is not too enamored with a lot of the upperclassmen because they don't fit his system. So they might be starting a lot of younger players in order to get them up to speed for when they are ready to compete in the future. For Oregon, it is going to be an under on the 7.5 wins this season. This is a team that should come out hot and beat Southern Utah. They're hosting a dangerous Nebraska team in week two, at Wyoming against Jake Allen, who is no joke, at Arizona State. Then you'll host Cal, host Washington State, which is going to be a problem, at Stanford, at UCLA, back for Utah. Then it's at Washington, followed by home dates against Arizona and Oregon. They've got to win 8 games this year. I don't see it happening. Under 7.5 on the Oregon Ducks. On the flip side, Tom Herman and the Texas Longhorns. That fan base has been desperate for a winner for quite some time. Herman, unlike Taggart, gets his hands dirty from the start and turns winning results almost instantaneously. When he joined Houston coming from Ohio State in 2015, this was a program that had gone 8-5 and 8-5 in the two seasons prior. Herman's first year at Houston, 13-1 in a major bowl game. 13-1 in a major bowl game. Over-under 8 wins for Texas this season. I'm going to play the over. I think they come out smoking hot against Maryland at home, San Jose State at home. That's 2 wins. You go to USC, in week 3. That's a loss. At Iowa State, which should be a tough one in week 4, but I see that as a win. Home against Kansas State for a win. We'll chalk it up as a loss against Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, but I think you come back strong against Baylor, against TCU, against Kansas, who can't beat anybody. Tough date at West Virginia on Saturday, November 18th, followed by a home date with Texas Tech. But I think Tom Herman, much like he did at Houston, surprises in year 1 and delivers 9 wins for the Texas Longhorns. Before we bring on Brady Cannon, just a quick reminder to head over to coversexperts.com and use the promo code SHARP600 for a free $30 credit towards your next Covers Expert purchase. That's the promo code SHARP600 for a free $30 credit. And after that, head to covers.com to participate in the Streak Survivor Contest. It's your chance to win not only cover swag, but a chance at $100,000. For some insider perspective on the 99th edition of the PGA Championship, which tees off Thursday at Quail Hollow, we turn to a good friend, Brady Cannon. You can follow him on Twitter at Las Vegas Golfer. You can also check him out, teetimesusa.com. Brady, let's jump right into it. This is the first major that Quail Hollow will host. However, it does host a tour event each year. So when you look for specific bet on, play on candidates for this week's PGA Championship, who do you have in mind?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Joe. It's great to speak with you again. Well, I tell you, interestingly enough, the best probably horse for this course might be Phil Mickelson. He has the most money earnings at the Wells Fargo Championship in his career. He loves this course, calls it his favorite course. The last 4 trips here, he's got 2 fourth place finishes, an 11th and a third. He's never won here, but the guy just racks up top 10 finishes here. On the flip side, he hasn't won a golf tournament since 2013. And, you know, he's had a little bit of an interesting year in the majors this year, skips the U.S. Open because of his daughter's graduation from high school and, you know, didn't play the week before. He's really out of his routine as far as this summer has gone. And that showed up at the British Open with, a pretty pedestrian finish. So even though he loves this course, I don't know if he's firing on all cylinders right now. The other guy that's an absolute horse for this course, and he's been listed as the favorite, is Rory McIlroy. And he has won here twice and also holds the course record, shooting 61 in 2015. And Rory has been pretty hot. He's been a little bit quiet this year. You know, he had an equipment change and a rib injury. But if you look at what he's done in the majors, a fourth at Royal Birkdale. He just finished fifth at the WGC Bridgestone last week. He was seventh at the Masters. Now, he missed the cut at the U.S. Open, but, this is Rory's wheelhouse, and not only does he do well at this golf course, it would be his third PGA championship.
On the flip side, who would be some bet against candidates?
Well, I think this week there's going to be a little bit more of a premium on driving accuracy. Now, distance is always helpful, but I think we're going to see a little bit more emphasis on driving accuracy this week because not only do you have tighter fairways, but interesting, Joe, when they play the Wells Fargo in May, you have a ryegrass rough. Now, in order to, be effective in the climate in the month of August in the Charlotte area, they had to switch that rough to a Bermuda grass. And when Bermuda grass gets thick and nasty, it is a much more difficult species to hit out of than the ryegrass. So balls that do not find the fairway this week could be in more trouble than these players are used to at the Wells Fargo. Dustin Johnson, he's one of the favorites. He's not the most accurate driver in the world all the time. He has not done well at this course in the past for the Wells Fargo, and he admittedly says he is still seeing lingering effects from that fall he took back at Augusta. So, even though this guy is number one in the world, he hasn't been brilliant lately, and he may be a guy to go against this week rather than back.
Any particular long shots catching your attention for this week?
Well, the PGA, it seems we do have a lot of long shots. Jimmy Walker last year was a long shot, and he came out victorious at Baltusrol. But I think you're going to have, Jason Duffner a few years ago won at 40-1. I think you could have a guy in that 30-50 neighborhood that could come out victorious this week. And look at some of the guys that have been knocking on the door. Charlie Hoffman, a UNLV Rebel right here from Las Vegas, he's all the way down to 50-1 and all the way up to 20th in the world rankings right now, having a marvelous year. Paul Casey, another guy that hasn't won in a long, long time, but continues to knock on the door. Great ball striker, hits the ball very straight. The only problem he should encounter on this course, and which he does at most courses, is his putting. So if he can hole some putts this week, he's now at 35-1, been bet pretty heavily, just finished fifth last week at the WGC Bridgestone. I think guys that hit the ball straight have that ball striking reputation. Henrik Stenson, another guy that's had an outstanding year is Daniel Berger. Tommy Fleetwood, if you're looking at a foreigner, is a guy that hits it very straight. So, some of those guys that I think hit the ball very straight of the ball striker mold and in that 30-50 range as far as the odds board could come out and make people a lot of money this week.
His name is Brady Cannon. He's a covers expert. You can follow him on Twitter at Las Vegas Golfer. Check out the website teatimesusa.com. Brady, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the insight.
Absolutely. Great speaking with you, Joe.
All right. Before we get out of here, we've got a Major League Baseball pick to give away. Tuesday night, the Seattle Mariners in Oakland to take on the Athletics. Current total, 9 runs. It's going to be Ariel Miranda for the Mariners, the lefty, who's given up 20 runs over his last 27 innings pitched. He's going to take on Kendall Graveman for the A's. Graveman just came off the DL and surrendered 7 runs on 8 hits in 2 innings against the woeful San Francisco Giants lineup last week. Take Miranda's struggles, combine them with the uncertainty surrounding Kendall Graveman, and the off day the A's have Monday. We're going to go over 9 runs, A's Seattle, Tuesday night. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. For those of you who are listening to us on iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. Let us know what you think. Help us boost up those stats. But for now, we're back later in the week. Good luck, everybody.